Did you know that Maryland has its own journal and press dedicated to older writers? The mission of Passenger, in residence at the University of Baltimore, is to empower the imagination in older people by giving a forum for creative expression. Kendra Kopelke, founding co-editor of Passenger, tells us more about the 28-year-old journal and press and upcoming events.
At Passenger, we aspire to hear the passion that is so often attributed to the young and to combat ageism. I believe that older writers seek to give language to the mystery of both life and death, and in later stages of life feel a renewed sense of urgency. That desire to continue to give birth to oneself is profound and especially meaningful to writers and artists who don't see this as a time of winding down, but as a time of epiphany. Making writing public through publishing gives writers a new identity, a new community, and a new opportunity to speak the truth as they see it. Recently, we published a collection of poems, Old Women Talking, by Wilderness Searchild. The collection centers on ways that women in our culture confront and deal with aging. Passenger will host Searchild November 3rd and 4th. She will be joined by several Baltimore writers whose work has appeared in Passenger. Here's the opening to Searchild's poem, I Was Turning 65. I was turning 65, and I did not want to be old. But here I was, old, so I started looking at old women on the street, post office, church, Stop and Shop, and I began to see how interesting they are, and I wanted to know their stories, and they became my teachers in growing old, and I'm doing pretty well. Searchild said that when she was approaching her 60th birthday, she found herself anxious and full of dread. My mother got dementia when she was in her 70s, she said, and that was the biggest reason, I think, for my own fear of aging. That fear served as the catalyst for a personal journey of writing and introspection. Searchild conducted interviews and led group sessions with 100 women between the ages of 60 and 95. Now 70, Searchild says that in our culture, old age often indicates invisibility and loss, but simultaneously older people have honed a wisdom over the years, developed resilience, learned to accept what is, and are not worried about what others think of them. Here's a Wilderness Searchild poem, Hags and Crones. I call on all the ages inside me to awake, maiden, mother, and crone. For goodness sake, come out, come out. Please do not forsake all that is female, is what is at stake. We must gather our power, we must make the earth quake and use it for justice, no room for hate. My bones may carry years of heartache, but I will not break. I will not break. I tell you, this old gal's awake, awake.
Wilderness Searchild will visit Baltimore for two events. On Saturday, November 3rd at 2 p.m., she'll read at the Village Learning Place, 2521 St. Paul Street. On Sunday, November 4th, she'll lead a workshop at Baltimore Hebrew Congregation at 1 p.m. To register, go to baltimorehebrew.org. Learn more about Passenger at passengerbooks.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.